What's up to all of our patrons? This is Heath Mulliken with South Carolina Pro Wrestling Behind the Scenes. I am recording this Saturday, April the 14th, as I am actually pulling out of my driveway. I'm trying a new rig here, so I have no idea as I'm recording this how it sounds. I'll have to do some stuff post-editing, just trying out some, not new equipment, but trying out some old equipment and trying to use it in different ways. A couple of things I want to get to as I'm driving. It's better to talk while I'm driving. I'll be meeting Boomer Payne and Michael Judas. We're driving down to Palmetto Championship Wrestling, their show tonight in Columbia. So let's start off with this. As most everybody knows, the PWX show that was supposed to be April 13th last night in Rock Hill got canceled on Thursday afternoon. The news story is out there that on April the 2nd there was an event there at the American Legion, and what happened was it was supposed to be just like a college dance. It ended up being an out-of-control frat party where there wasn't a representative from the building there. The news stories is 3 people shot, 1 person was killed. It was actually, I believe I read it was the first homicide in Rock Hill this year. So, I mean, pretty big deal. And so, because of that, the word is, I mean, the news put out, was that the Zoning and Planning Committee pulled the special use permit that had been obtained for the wrestling show last night. And so therefore the building didn't have a permit to allow the event, and therefore the event couldn't happen. So this was on the city side, this was on the building side. If you have followed this podcast, especially if you followed Behind the Scenes, and I've spoken, messaged many of you privately. We've talked about this about 2 months ago when I got the word that PWX was running Rock Hill April 13th. At that time, APW was scheduled for last night, and PCW was scheduled for last night. So it was maybe a month ago, a couple weeks before Easter, APW announced that they were going to move their dates. And so they moved up a week from the 13th to the 6th. So just to kind of give you an idea, on DoubleDropKick.com, I keep an events page going. And I had gone in, it's easy, if you know a show's every 2 weeks, you can go in there and do all that. And I had done all of that for APW and EWF. They both run every 2 weeks. So this man, I had to go back in and re-enter all this information. But I was very curious. I was just curious what the impact would be. I was curious what the impact would be, first of all, what APW and PCW would choose to do. Both of them chose to move their dates. So that was kind of the first thing. And then I was curious how it would affect their rosters. Because the thinking with moving is, number one, not to have shows going head to head. I mean, that would have put 3 shows within an hour and a half of each other. But there's a lot of talent that works for all 3 of those companies. So APW moves, as far as I can tell, the April 6th APW crowd. I've watched some video from that. And the crowd was pretty healthy. I mean, it was a typical, probably 75-80 there at APW. They haven't, to my knowledge, they haven't gotten close to that Christmas crowd, which was standing room only. But that was a good card. But that card was also WrestleMania week. So a lot of guys they would typically use were not in town. PCW moved from Friday night to Saturday night. Well, here's one of the things that happened with that. If you follow PCW, if you know anything about them, you know they have the Palmetto Wrestling Academy, and that's run by Ethan Case, Billy Brash, and Malachi Matthews. Well, when they moved the show from Friday to Saturday, now you got Billy Brash, who's already booked at Viral Pro down in Thompson, Georgia. Billy Brash, Joshua Cutshaw, and Tracer X, who are all on the, you know, all on the Walk the Line poster. So you got that. And Malachi Matthews is booked at AML, their Future Star show. So in the end, both of those shows switched dates so they wouldn't have to shuffle their roster, but ended up having to shuffle their rosters anyway. Which is, listen, I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm saying that as a factual thing. Because there are guys, this show I'm going to tonight, Palmetto Championship Wrestling, Sons of Steel, booked for Palmetto Championship Wrestling for the first time. Michael Judas booked for Palmetto Championship Wrestling for the first time. Mr. ADD Jamie Lee is going to be there. So it opened up some opportunities that I really didn't expect to happen. But it's good. It's a good thing. It exposes, you're going to have, you know, the four men I just mentioned wrestling in Columbia for the, you know, the first time in a long time. They're going to get some exposure. It gives the PCW crowd, which is a very loyal crowd, gives them some wrestlers that maybe they've never seen before. So it's an interesting weekend, and I'll probably record a little bit more just with some kind of, you know, what I see from PCW. I'm interested to see what the crowd is tonight. I'm interested to see just the vibe. It's going to be a completely different locker room. Big Country still out with the injury. Got to go home from the hospital yesterday. But that's huge, you know. PCW has been without their heavyweight champion for, this will be the first show he's missed with them. But it will be interesting to see how does he recover from this injury. How does he recover? It's not just an injury now. You're talking about a surgery. You're talking about, you know, a guy that got cut on. So it's just, of course I want Big Country to come back. I mean, there's nobody, whatever you think of Big Country, he's the only guy like him in the Carolinas. Has a great fan base, sells a lot of merchandise, it's going to be interesting. I am, and I'm interested to see, you know, Palmetto Championship Wrestling. In all the shows I've been to, they really haven't had a tag team division. And so bringing in an established team like the Sons of Steel, are we going to see the development of a tag team division down there? Right now they've got two championships, the heavyweight title and the Soda City Championship, which I think, man, that Soda City Championship, I love the name. It is a really cool looking belt, and they have, and Kevin Ray, via social media and just his improvement in the ring, he's elevated that title. Let's talk about the big news this week, okay? I mentioned some wrestlers people haven't seen all the time. I teased it a little bit last week. So this Saturday, it's live now, but the official launch is this Saturday, and that is soscustomnetwork.com. We have been working on this. It's been bouncing around in, you know, in my brain for probably a year, and just had to get some ducks in a row, had to, you know, do some things, and, you know, very, very happy to be partnering with SOS Custom Tees, Three Count Design, Battle Zone Wrestling. And so here's the thinking behind SOS Custom Network. It is on a platform called Pivot Share. Most of you listening to this, if you're in the South anyway, you're very familiar with the High Spots Wrestling Network. High Spots Wrestling Network uses this exact same platform, Pivot Share. The AML Wrestling Network is on Pivot Share. The PWX Network is on Pivot Share. And so what our goal is, I've tried powerbomb.tv. I've watched New Japan World. I've, you know, subscribed to a lot of different wrestling streaming services. And we're really trying to do something a little bit different, in that initially we're only posting matches. Because one of the things that I really, you know, one of the things, and it's a little thing, and it may not be a big deal to most, but there's a match you want to see. There's a certain match on a card, and you log on, and it's a 3 hour show, and you don't know where the match is. So you either got to sit there and watch the whole thing, which I mean, other than pay-per-views, I know some people watch Raw and SmackDown, but in the world that we live in, if you're married, if you've got kids, who has 3 hours to watch an entire wrestling show? Most of the time, you watch it in chunks. You watch a match at a time. And so we are, the vision is, it's called Wrestling the Way You Want It. And it's just matches. Now, the way that the matches will kind of be categorized on there eventually is you're going to be able to see the dates. You are going to be able to follow, the storylines in some companies. I mean, a lot of companies don't have storylines. Some do. So starting off, we're uploading a lot of Battle Zone Wrestling content, obviously, because we have access to that. The first match we uploaded, John Skyler versus Cedric Alexander. All these matches have had commentary added to them. Most of these matches are matches that have not been anywhere else. Just on DVD. Well, they were on DVD, but didn't have commentary. So we've partnered with, we talked with Golden Corner Wrestling, and working out an agreement with them, and we've uploaded from the very first Golden Corner show, 2015. One of the first matches I called with Mark Whitman, Cedric Alexander versus Caprice Coleman. A phenomenal match. Even more phenomenal, to give you a little peek, the ring that Golden Corner uses is not a ring. They don't set it up for high flyers. And so I'm telling you that because it is a completely different Cedric Alexander match than you're going to be used to. It is an emotional, a lot of psychology, a lot of story within the match, and just a phenomenal match. Phenomenal, phenomenal match between Cedric and Caprice. We've worked with EWF. They're in Forest City, North Carolina. We have access to all of their content, probably going back 2 years, that we're going to be uploading. I've told you, I talk about them all the time. They have grown from a crowd of about 80 back in October to consistently breaking 200 there in Forest City. It's been pretty phenomenal. They run every 2 weeks. They're drawing 200 people every 2 weeks in Forest City, North Carolina, there at the Armory. So that's been pretty phenomenal. And some of the storylines they've been running. So, you know, we're going to be uploading matches from there. We're also doing some original content. I've got a show that I'm doing called Driving to Work, where I will video myself talking to wrestlers on the way to shows, hence the name Driving to Work, where we just talk about a variety of topics. The first episode that's up there, is Boomer Payne and I talking about music in wrestling. But the key to all of this content is we're keeping it, I think, driving to work. That first episode's close to 40 minutes. But for the most part, all the content is 30 minutes or less. It's not something you got to really invest a ton of time in. But it's content you're not going to find anywhere else. The goal is to partner with other promotions. The goal is to... one of my visions, one of my dreams, is original content. What do I mean by that? I mean talk show type deals, more shoot interviews. You know, shoot interviews that haven't happened before. I mean, good night. With all the podcasts now... pretty much everybody knows everything about everything. I mean, Ric Flair, you know, he's told pretty much all his stories between shoot interviews and podcasts and different things. That's just kind of the way it is. So, we're looking for original content, guys that have interviews, guys that do podcasts. And so there's two ways to do that. This is one of the reasons that we went with PivotShare as our platform, is people can sign up to be a contributor. People can sign up for a PivotShare account. They can upload all their content, and then they can share it with us. They can apply to share with us. The great thing is we all prosper. We make money, you make money. And PivotShare is just a really great thing. So, it's just the tip of the iceberg. The network will launch with about 5 hours worth of content. You can sign up. Everybody can sign up for a free 7-day trial. All of our patrons, if you're a patron, I cannot think of the coupon code off the top of my head. You will get a coupon code that will get you a discounted rate. You can get the network for the regular price is $4.99. So think of it like this. For $4.99, you can see about two wrestling shows worth of content. And then we're going to continue. The goal is, we're going to continue uploading wrestling content. I was figuring it up. How much we had. It is hours and hours and hours of content. And again, most of this is exclusive content you will not see anywhere else. So I'm very excited about that. That's been really, I don't want to be cliche. It really has been a labor of love. It's been something I've really enjoyed doing. It's been something I've really enjoyed. I don't prefer doing commentary by myself, but it has been, it's been fun I'm seeing a lot of these matches for the very first time, so the reaction is genuine for me, but also it's I love doing commentary, and the way to get better is to do it more. And so I like doing commentary by myself. I've been, blessed to have opportunities to do commentary for different promotions, and I got some opportunities coming up here the next couple of weeks. So that's really cool. And one of the things, with the commentary, for all the companies that I've been, doing commentary for, it's not just about calling the match. It's about knowing the bigger picture of the promotion. If a promotion's got storylines, or if they're pushing certain guys, knowing that. It's just an exciting time. So again, it's soscustomnetwork.com. You can go check it out now. I don't have all the content uploaded yet. Again, you get a 7-day free trial. You can sign up. And then I will, in the Facebook group, I will post the coupon code. I don't want to tell you guys the wrong code. Like I gave Boomer his code, and I told him the wrong code, and that was not good. So that's what's happening. Next week, I mentioned it. Next week is a huge weekend of wrestling in the Carolinas. Golden Corner Friday night, EWF Friday night. I think there's another show on Friday night. Then you got PWX Pure and Battlezone on Saturday, and OSCW on Sunday. I'm trying to think, man. I'm fairly certain there's another show Friday night, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm driving, so I don't have all my stuff in front of me. But it's just going to be every card looks really good. I know there's been some changes I made on that Golden Corner show. So I'm waiting to get final confirmation on some matches with that. So yeah, I haven't recorded the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report yet. So I'm doing everything backwards. So like I said, I will once we get to the PCW show, I'll have a little bit more on this episode. But for right now, I'm going to sign off, and I'll be back here in just a little bit. So I think I told you, sorry if the quality on the first part of this behind the scenes, I wasn't that great. Again, I was testing out a new rig, heading down to the show. Just wanted to record some stuff while I was driving. So let's talk about PCW. Had a great time, had a great ride down with Boomer Payne and Michael Judas. Very, very, some very good conversations. Would have loved to have recorded that for the network show Driving to Work. Maybe next time. But it was a really great show. Got there and come to find out, Palmetto Championship Wrestling bought a lot of equipment from Flatline Pro Wrestling, which was in Georgia. They bought an entryway with lights, some pipe and drape. They got a new ring. They got ring lights, which, you know, they got the light stands that go around the ring, which allow you to turn the lights off, in the building and shine the lights down. Which gives it a different look. You know, it's cool to have the lights off in the building. However, just going to say, there's a lot of times I really don't dig that look. You got to be really careful when you light like that, not just for the live crowd, but for video. And this is, again, I've said this before on the show. I've said this everywhere. I'm very honest about this. One of my biggest faults as when I think about a wrestling show is when I think about a wrestling show and I'm trying to put it together and I'm thinking about matches, I am thinking from the point of view of somebody who is going to be watching it on a screen. And so I am thinking about it as if they're hearing the commentary and as if that's how they're watching it. But there's a lot of times where that lighting, if you're watching on video, because here's the thing, you want as many people in the building as possible, but you have more of an opportunity to reach a bigger audience with your video. That's just numbers. So if it doesn't look good on video, or if there are some dark spots, I remember, you know, watching some recent shows from different promotions where there are some of the biggest spots of the entire show, some of the biggest spots of a whole storyline. And where they happen is not well lit by these lights. I'm not saying you don't have the lights. I'm just saying you just got to think through those things of, okay, and make your wrestlers aware. Hey, guys, this is a dark spot. Let's not do stuff here. Let's do stuff where it can be seen. I'm also not a fan of guys, and I know it depends on how you got stuff set up.
I'm also not a fan of doing stuff totally away from the hard cam. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Sorry I got off the subject. PCW, though, really great look. Again, this is just my personal opinion. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. The crowd thoroughly enjoyed the show. Lots of buzz as people were leaving. I think a lot of that had to do with it was some fresh talent brought in. And I think the fresh talent was booked very well. They were booked very strong. I liked that all the finishes made sense. It was good. It was an enjoyable show. Had a great time. Great time. I think I talked a lot about the network in the opening. Let me just say we've got I'm working on adding some matches here in the next couple of days. Got a great match from WrestleForce we're going to be adding. I'm working on the Bunkhouse Brawl from EWF. It's probably going to be a lot of promotions that some of you have not been able to attend. We're trying to build partnerships with promotions moving forward, and I'm excited about this. I'm really, really am. Let's talk about one of those promotions we're going to be working with is WrestleForce. And they, if you're not familiar with WrestleForce, that is Bob Keller's promotion. And if you just go on Facebook and you go to the WrestleForce page and you look back. I've never been able to attend a WrestleForce show. They run in the Columbia area, right around in there. Never been able to attend. You look back over their shows, and they've been running since 2011. To my knowledge, they did not run any of their own shows in 2017, though they were part of the Indies United show, I believe. That David Garrick ran in September. But you look at the talent that's come through there. A lot of great talent. A lot of guys that are on, you know, Stephen Walters, who's now Dash Wilder, Cedric Alexander. You got Gunner, who's in NXT now. So, you know, from the past, WrestleForce is always going to have great talent on their shows. To me, the more promotions out there running different stuff, running different matches, the better. And like I said, they've had great success in the past, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they go. Here, as they return in South Carolina, the word is perhaps a show in May, perhaps a show in June. They do have some summer shows planned, and from what I've heard, I know Bob Keller and Brett Wolverton will be announcing this on the WrestleForce Radio Network. It sounds like the plan is to start running regularly, whether that means every month or every 2 months. Or every quarter, don't know yet, but that is something we'll be following very, very closely. Excuse me. If you listen to the report this week, it's just going to be a crazy weekend. I know a couple of guys. I know one gentleman in particular. Working all three nights, working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so he's going to have a busy weekend. I'm doing Friday and Saturday, unable to OSCW. The plan was to go down there, but they've changed their start time. And when they move their start time, it's just absolutely impossible for me to get there. Would love to go to PWX Level Up. And it may work out that I've got some, my in-laws live there, but again, being gone Friday and Saturday, it would just be nearly impossible to get away, again on Sunday. So, So that's just the way it is. That's the bottom line. But I'm excited, really excited to see such a variety of matches. I think it's just going to be very interesting. I'm interested to see what other matches Chester announces. Like I said, I had to record this early because we're heading out on a field trip. I think EWF's going to have a great show. It really is going to be a good weekend. I'm interested. Haven't mentioned this on the show yet. If you know anything about local wrestling, Golden Corner Wrestling, their champion is Jackson James, and he's not booked. He's not booked for their April show, to my knowledge. At this point, he's not booked for their May show. I've heard some things. I know he had to pull out of the Trans South show for a health issue. At least that's what I heard. That's rumor and innuendo. So it's just going to be interested. Don't know if he's having trouble getting cleared. But again, you know, it's. I am under the assumption Golden Corner Wrestling at some point this year will be crowned a new heavyweight champion, which will be exciting. It's just a great time to be a wrestling fan in this area because it doesn't matter what kind of wrestling you like or what kind of production you like, you can find something that fits your taste. Between these six shows. Hey, I hope everybody has a great week. I have so many things going on. So many fun things. As soon as I get off of here, I'm going to pack for this field trip and try to do some a little video editing. I'm always humbled by your support, being a patron, it just blows me away. And so I just want to say once again, thank you for all of your support. Our goal every month is to, give you your money's worth, give you something that you're not going to get anywhere else. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the network. Would love to know everybody's thoughts. But for now, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. And we'll see you soon.